Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Good vibes this morning. But Josie is here! First of all, thank you for getting up so early to be with us this morning. We're so excited to have you here, and we're so excited about being the first to play your brand new single. How's life? How are things going?
Daryl, thank you so much for having me. First of all, it's such a pleasure being here. Yeah, man, it's good, man. I'm just excited to just share music with people and just have a good time.
Sure. It feels like the other day, but the last time I saw Majosi, him and I were at Paul Bothner's at N1 City.
Yes, yeah.
making a bit of noise there and entertaining people. And time goes by so quickly. So I've been in the studio, been recording again, obviously been on the road as well, touring a bit. It's almost like a year is like a perpetual cycle. Of things that just go and go. It's the wheel just keeps spinning. The only thing is, it just keeps getting faster as time goes.
Yeah, no, 100%, man. Like, it's such a weird thing, you know. Being a musician and or being a creative is such a privileged experience, but it gets taxing a bit sometimes as well. Like you said, you know, you just go year in and year out. But I'm always encouraged by the new guys that are coming up, like Will Lindley, Zubin Bouchler. Oh. They just rejuvenate you, and then you're like, oh, this is why I do this. You know, I remember what it was like doing my first big shows. Having my first songs on radio, and you know, you kind of forget what that feels like, and when you see it in the other guys, you're like, oh my gosh, this is such a privilege. I can't complain. I've just got to keep going, and this is what I love to do, you know. So yeah,
but your creative processes are really, like, you know, they're pretty unique. I guess everyone as an artist is unique in how they come about in being a creative, and yours is just the, it almost feels like a natural, organic composition process when it comes to making and telling your stories and then putting that into music. We tend to know this about the style. However, having said that, there's something new and fresh in terms of the time traveler. So talk to us about where the inspiration and a little bit about that process for this specific song.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I've tried for this whole album that I just did to work with as many people as possible and try and draw from different inspirations and just work with people that I admire and friends that I love. And for this song specifically, I worked with a wonderful artist called Amy Lilly, who is just super underrated. Go check out her music. She's phenomenal. And I remember I used to hear her songs a lot during lockdown in that time. And I was like, this is phenomenal. And she was working with a friend at the time, and we managed to get together. She doesn't live in the country anymore, but she came back for like holidays or something, and we got together, and she brought this beautiful idea to me, and I was like, let's go and let's see what we can do. And it's so weird to say, like, because, you know, it's my music or whatever, but I'd really just enjoy listening to the song. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I don't care that I sing on it. Like, anyone can sing on it. I just really like listening to it. Yeah.
Now, you know, people will go, well, you started the creative process 2 years ago.
Yeah. Right?
So it's like work a little bit, come back to it. Life carries on. I mean, you don't stop to, you create new, and you tweak it a little bit, you come back to it, and you go, and then by the time it gets to now, where we go, okay, it's ready. Let's unleash, you know, this creative masterpiece to the world. It's been existing in your world for a lot longer than our world. So this is like fresh to the ears that might hear it for the first time now.
Yeah.
But in your world, like I said, it's been going for 2 years. So how does it, like now, when you see people reacting to it for the first time, do you look at it and go, well, listen, hey, it's not that new to me. I've been doing this, you know, it's been a collective process for 2 years.
You know what? It's such an interesting thing, especially living in the time we're living in now with streaming and social media and stuff. Like, as much as you like, I mean, this song is already on my album and that's out from like November.
Yes.
And as much as it's on there, like, it's, you still have the opportunity to promote it like it's brand new.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the cooler things about streaming. Like, and I think a lot of musicians get despondent because they're like, oh, we put out an album, but no one's going to listen to the other songs except for the singles that I release. And I'm like, no, you know, you can promote it without having to do campaigns or whatever. You can do your own campaign, you know, you can direct people to it. So I always have to try and remember that, you know, this is my music. I own all of this music. Like, it's my job to make sure people understand that it's come out.
I love that mindset because it's so true. You mentioned the time we live in, and we do. We live in, you know what we live in now? A time like no other. We live in a world of singles, right?
Mm.
Is that people don't, and purists, right, will go and download an album to get an authentic feel of what an artist is trying to put out, right?
Yeah.
And a purist. But how many purists are there really out there? We're all about hits now, aren't we?
Yeah.
We want hits and we want hits now. So if Majosi's not putting out hits now, well, I'm not interested in downloading the whole album. You need to be told what the hit is, right? And radio stations need to be playing a complete album for people to realize which one is their favorite maybe or which are the hits.
Yeah.
So in a world of singles that we live in, folks, don't be lazy. Go and download the man's entire album.
Yeah.
All right, there's work out there that's gold.
Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.